We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Monday, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs from Merit Assembly of God. You're listening to the Refresh Radio broadcast. And, I don't know about you, but if I had concrete work to do, I wouldn't want to be doing it today. But what I'd do is I'd call Jets Concrete 536-5804 and give them a call, see if I couldn't get them to come out and schedule a time to take a look at my project. If you're a general contractor out there and you're in need of some concrete work, why don't you give them a call? They've got decades and decades of experience, 536-5804. And they have been just a major blessing to us through the years. They're one of the last remaining families of from our original congregation when we first came to Merit Assembly of God. And it's just a real privilege to be their pastor and to speak words of life into them. So if you need any concrete work, block work, anything like that, 536-5804 and ask for Greg. Tell him you heard about him on the Refresh Radio broadcast. So this is an exciting week for our ladies. A number of our ladies are going to ladies conference this week, and that's going to be an exciting time for them. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's going to be a time of refreshing, and they're going to have ladies that minister words of life into them. And so we're going to be praying for our ladies this week that they just have an incredible time. Today I'm going to take you in the Word to Matthew chapter 6. We have been studying the life of Joseph for quite some time, and that ended on Friday's broadcast. But today I'd like to take you back, because I never did complete the study on the Lord's Prayer. I got down to a particular portion. We talked about in verse number 13 about God not leading us into temptation, and we discussed the way that God does lead us. But I knew that I wanted to not deal with the next part until I really got to organize my thoughts. And so let me read this the Lord's Prayer to you. It's in Matthew, the 6th chapter, begins in the 8th verse. It says, "Therefore do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." And so today I want to begin to talk to you about that phrase, "but deliver us from the evil one," or "deliver us from evil." And so we're going to spend the next period of time, I don't know exactly how many broadcasts it's going to be, on God's deliverance. God knows how to deliver his people. So, you know, if you order something, it has got to be delivered from a distribution center someplace. It's got to be picked up and transported, and then it has to be delivered to you. So if we do not want to be delivered from the evil one, that means that God is looking to deliver us to something else. He is not only delivering us from evil, but he wants to deliver us to himself, to his righteousness, to his peace, to his provision, to his way of life. And so let's all constantly look at that and make sure that we are not just focusing on the being delivered from and then getting lost. If there's anybody out there who's ever delivered your bags to an airline and say, okay, I'm delivering this bag to you, but it needs to be delivered back to me when I arrive at my destination, only to get to your destination and found that your bags have been delivered someplace else, or they missed the flight or made an earlier flight. And a number of those things have happened to me. So you can understand how frustrating that can be. There have been times when there were packages that were scheduled to be delivered to me, and yet there were some communication issues that took place, and, you know, there were doors that didn't get knocked on or bells that didn't get rung. And so even though we were there awaiting delivery, the delivery man didn't know that we were there. And because we didn't hear what he was knocking or ringing the doorbell, we didn't respond because he didn't pull up into a spot where we could see him. An incomplete delivery is extremely frustrating. The people who sent it want to know what happened to it. The people who were expecting it to arrive want to know when it's coming and what's going on. And today I want to talk to you about the wonderful deliverance that God has for us. I'm sitting here looking at some of my notes, but this word here, deliver us, it comes from a Greek word, and I've got it spelled out here, C-H-O-U-M-A-I, and it doesn't have the same connotation that I expected of somebody just coming in and picking something up, and then like the UPS guy or the postal man, where he just picks it up and delivers it like I was just talking to you. But instead, this word has the picture of being delivered by rushing water. It talks like a massive current of water, and in the Greek, it is actually in the imperative sense. That means it is a command. And so when Jesus is praying here and says, but deliver us from evil, it means, God, would you issue the command that would summon us out of that wicked lifestyle? And may it be like a flood. May it be a powerful deliverance. You know, I thought, you know, one of the things that I considered when I was looking this up was, you know, if you had something growing inside of your body that wasn't supposed to grow in there, and you went to a surgeon to be delivered of that affliction, that he would just come in and gently, you know, slice that with precision accuracy. He would cut away the bad part and he would repair it. That was what I had in mind. And then when I started looking into the Greek aspect and saw that it wasn't some delicate procedure like that, or when they deliver like the Stanley Cup where they would put on, you know, white gloves because they didn't want to leave their fingerprints on it. It needed to be polished. It needed to be pristine for the camera. And then everybody just kisses it and holds it and all of that. And all of that hard work and all that meticulous cleansing and everything. And then it just gets all messed up. That wasn't it at all. Instead, this prayer says that when you begin to cry out to God, when you ask him to forgive you of your sins and be the Lord of your life and to deliver evil from your presence, that it is going to come in like a powerful flood stage rushing river. And that when you have cried out to him, that he is going to respond and he is going to come and set you free. I don't know what you may be facing on this Monday, but I tell you this, it's in our best interest not to play around with sin. It's in our best interest not to ask, okay, what of this world can I hold on to and what do I have to let go of? You see, there are some people, and they have this attachment. They have become attached to certain things, and you can tell whether or not that thing has a grip on them because they can't let it go. If you can't let a situation go, no matter what it is, then you're not controlling it. It has control of you. And God wants you to surrender yourself to Him so that He can lead you, not so that you can be controlled by some habit, some stronghold, some addiction. Okay? I don't care whether it is soda or ice cream or drugs or alcohol or tobacco or work or sex. I don't care what any of that stuff is. God wants to deliver you from anything that has control over your life. When I was in a much younger stage of my life, there were times where video games, now this was not before Pong, but you know, we did have a Sears knockoff version of Pong that we had in our house, and then we had the Atari 2600, I believe it was. That was a fun, but you know, the first night that we got that, there was a game on there, and I played it until like 3 o'clock in the morning. I have a bit of an obsessive compulsive situation that goes on in that I hate to lose. And so I kept trying to win this game, and I woke up the next morning and my thumbs were actually aching because I had played that game so much that night. And you know, it may not always be a bad thing that the enemy uses to control you or to control me and to consume huge portions of our time. You know, it could be Candy Crush or Words with Friends. Those were two popular games. I don't really know what the ones are now. It might be Minecraft or some of those other war games that are out there. But God does not want those things controlling us. And we need to say, God, would you deliver us from anything that is distracting or destructive? That's so good. I think I'm going to share it again. God, deliver us from anything that is destructive to our spiritual life, to our marriage, to any and anything that's distracting us from our mission and from our purpose. So there are some things that come on your computer. They're not immoral. They're not moral. They're just kind of there. They are what we call amoral. They're neither positive nor negative. But sometimes those things are used to set the stage for you that something evil is going to try and use that to gain access into your life. We do not have satellite television or cable television in our house. There's a reason for that. We don't want those things controlling our lives. And so we do have a Netflix. I mean, it's not that we're against television. There are some programs out there. I watch a lot of home improvement programs. My wife watches some cooking programs and things. And then there are some things that we just watch periodically. You know, once or twice a week, we might sit down and watch something that has already been broadcast, but it only takes us a portion of the time to watch it. There are other things, though, that we said, you know what, God, deliver us from this. Get it out of here. We don't want to have anything to do with it. Deliver us from evil. How many of you who are listening right now, the Holy Spirit is putting His finger on something in your heart and said, you know what, there's an area of your life, you know, whether it's social media, you know, there are some people who are so addicted to their smartphones that they are missing the adventure of life that is around them. Oh, everybody's got, we got to post this. We've got to post that. And, you know, I'm on social media. We have a Facebook page. We have a website and all of that, but it is not something that consumes us to the point that we are distracted from our mission of restoring people's lives. That is the primary mission, restoring people spiritually and relationally. And so if the Holy Spirit is putting your finger on something, I got challenged, a little over a year ago, probably about a year and a half ago, my parents had been down to visit about 2.5 years ago, and they introduced me to Candy Crush. And Candy Crush, you had a certain number of free lives every day. And so at night, my wife, she goes to work very early in the morning. She'd fall asleep long before I was ready to fall asleep. And so while I was laying there, I would use up my free lives. And I got to where I had advanced in that game beyond where they were. They started out before me, and I caught up, and my dad said, "Hey, you know, go ahead, get the next stage. That put you ahead of me. And then let's see if you can just walk away from it." And so I did. And I haven't touched it since. I love to golf, but golf does not control me. I control my golf. Actually, right now, my shoulder, my eye, don't let me play any golf. And so it's a pretty easy thing to control. But even in my heyday, it was not something that controlled me. It was an escape. It was a form of relaxing. But if something does have a control on you, and it's beginning to affect your health, or it's beginning to affect your spirit, or it's beginning to affect your finances or your marriage, whatever it might be, don't let it have control. Say, "God, would you come in like a rushing, mighty flood stage river and deliver us from this?" During the hurricane in 2012, there was a hurricane that had a direct hit on the Mississippi River. Powerful river. But for 24 hours, that river flowed the opposite direction because of the power of the storm that came in. And today I want you to know that the Holy Spirit wants to come and set us free. It doesn't matter how powerful, how fortified that stronghold is, God can reverse its course. So now let's look a little bit. We talked about the deliverance part. Let's look a little bit at this part. Deliver us from the evil one, or as it says in the King James, deliver us from evil. What that word means, it's the root word is P-O-N-E-R-O-S, and it means evil. It means something that is hurtful in effect, or get this, or in influence. Hurtful in effect or in influence. God, if there is something that is going to cause me pain, or if there's something that's going to influence me in an ungodly way, would you deliver me from that? Now, I'm going to tell you something. There are two powerful mediums that the devil uses to influence young people. Actually, I could name three. And one of them is ungodly music. The second is ungodly television shows. And the third is ungodly teachers. Ungodly music, ungodly television shows, and ungodly teachers. Because they spend more time in receiving mode there. And you know, it used to be people would say, "Oh, well, I just listen to the sound of the music. I don't really listen to the words." But I tell you what, there are some songs that I don't hear very often that were popular back in the 60s and 70s and 80s. And when those songs come on, even though I wouldn't ordinarily be able to pull the words right out of there, as soon as the music comes, you can start singing the words right then, because the words come in. My wife was talking to someone, and she said, "Look, I don't even listen to this particular type of music, but I happen to hear it in the office. Let me tell you about some of the lyrics that I hear. Not that I'm listening on purpose, but this is the sound." And she began to describe the words that were coming across. And so I just want to encourage you that if something may not be causing you pain, something may, however, being used as an influence that is going to bring you pain at a later time. Guys, we might as well talk about the real stuff here. There's a lot of people who say, well, what harm is there in having pornography? It's a victimless crime. And I want you to know that it is not a victimless crime, because you are the intended victim. You are the intended victim. Even the person on the other side there that seems to be smiling is portraying, an image that you're just irresistible and all of that. And they just want to reveal everything about them to you. There's actually pain that is done to them as well. There are people who end up getting trapped. I've actually known people who had conversations with workers in the stripper industry, and the people were trapped with the amount of money that they were making. They didn't realize that it was a negative influence, and once they got addicted to that amount of money, it was very difficult for them to get out. And so if you're listening to me today, please do not buy the enemy's lie. Well, what pain is it causing? It's just me and my computer here. I want you to know that stuff will mess up your marriage. It will not make your marriage better. It will make your marriage worse, because in real life, we don't carry airbrushes around to airbrush away our flaws. There's not lighting there that hides and conceals. There, you and I, we don't get to go around photoshopping one another. We live in a very real, messy world. And whenever we start buying into fantasy instead of reality, then reality is going to come up short. And then you're going to instead of being thankful for that one that God has brought into your life, instead, you're going to be saying, you know, why don't you improve yourself? Why don't you make yourself better? Why do you have to do this? And why do you have to do that? And now your marriage is under attack because of something that caused pain in its influence. It could also be something that is calamitous, that is vicious. It is something that is diseased, something that causes you to work hard, something that causes you to be miserable. And see, that's the thing. God does not want us to be miserable. There's another word here that could be used to describe, and we may not get through all of these. I may touch on them real quick, but that word could be translated bad. It could be something that is lewd. We already talked about that. Something that is malicious, something that's going to influence you. Maybe it's not going to cause pain to you, but it will cause pain to someone else. How many times has the enemy used just a thought planted in your mind to say, well, bless God, you should tell them this. And then when you do that, you suddenly say, I can't believe I just said that. And all of a sudden you realize the pain that has been inflicted. Listen, I've received my fair share of things that people have said without much regard to whether or not it was true or not, whether or not they had all of the facts. And so let's say, God, would you cleanse my heart? Would you cause a flood of repentance to come over my life of anything that is lewd or perverted or is just malicious? It's just mean. It could go on. It talks about wicked. It could be bad. There's lewdness. Another thing is diseased. I don't know about you, but I do not enjoy being sick. I want anything that is in my body that is not feeling well, I want it to be healed yesterday, if not the day before yesterday. I don't enjoy being sick. If I'm going to have time off, I want to be healthy to enjoy the time off. And so, God, would you come in and would you, by a command from the throne, bring a flood of healing into our life? It talks about a source of anguish. These are all from a Greek lexicon dictionary on my computer. Deliver me from anything that is going to be a source of anguish or a source of harm. I'll be honest with you. There's another wave of temptation that comes, two waves that I'm going to talk about here. And that is, a lot of people embrace the concept of divorce. And I want you to know that God is not a fan of divorce. It says he hates it. Divorce is a painful separation. It's like taking something that is whole and ripping it in half and then expecting that everything is going to be better. If you were to take a part of my body and just rip it off, I'm telling you, it causes pain. I don't like a paper cut. Had paper cuts. I'm not saying I'm going to go whimpering, but I don't like pain. And that's what happens, is people end up embracing evil influences that are going to compel them to act against God's will. That is never going to cause things to get better in your life. That is going to cause things to get worse. So God, would you send in a flood that purges away any temptation that we have to do away or separate, painfully separate from your plan and your purpose. And another one that I wanted to address today is there are a lot of people in our society that entertain the thoughts of suicide. And today, I want you to know that God loves you. God cares for you. You say, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I've done. No, but I know what he's done. I know that he went to the cross and shed his blood for you. I know that he sent his Holy Spirit to be with you, to comfort you, and to empower you to live like no other. I know this, that when God opens up the windows of heaven and pours out his Spirit, that he comes to deliver from evil. Today, I'm going to close in prayer, and I'm going to pray that God would once again usher in a flood of holiness, usher in a passion for him, and at the same time, flush out all of the impurities and iniquities from our life. God is a holy God. He says, be holy, even as I am holy. And so I don't know about you, but I want him to usher in a flood of holiness. Father, right now, if there's anybody who's listening and they're contemplating suicide or divorce or some other harmful thing, Lord, that somebody might be trapped in adultery or pornography, God, I pray that you would come in like a flood right now and raise up a new standard. Lord, sweep away the iniquity, sweep away the impurities, and usher in a flood of holiness. God, I pray that there would be an outpouring of your Spirit in this community. Deliver us from evil. In Jesus' name. See you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you